2:6。
以弗所书第二章第二节念到第六节。
Ephesians 2:2-6。
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的情欲，随着肉体和心中所喜爱的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而上帝既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们的就是本乎恩。第六节我们一同开声来读，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。我们再看罗马书第六章
Romans 6。
罗马人书第六章
Romans 6。
我们从第三节一直读，
We are going to read from verse number 3 onwards，
读到第七节，
Until verse number 7。
从 第三节读到第八节，
3-8， I'm sorry。
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，也是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，是罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就信与他同活。大家读第六节到第八节，一二三。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就必信与他同活。我们读经读到这个地方，上个礼拜我们思想了耶稣基督从死里面的复活。当耶稣基督死的时候，我们看见是历史中间黑暗胜过光明的一个暂时的日子。邪恶胜过良善的一个日子。
It's the day whereby evil prevails goodness.
是不义胜过公义的一个日子。
It's the day where unrighteousness prevails righteousness.
基督死的那一天。
So the day when Jesus died.
是人类历史里面最黑暗的一天。
Down in the sea, history is the darkest day.
就在耶稣钉十字架中午12点的时候。
At the day when Jesus was crucified across at noon.
全地都黑暗了。
The whole earth was filled with darkness.
连太阳都不敢放光。
Even the sun.
可以说他羞于看见地上有这么羞辱这么败坏的事情发生。
We can see the sun is shameful to see the such evil thing happening on the earth.
耶稣基督死的时候
，at the time when Jesus died，
我们看见政治把他最败坏的一面表现出来。
We see the politics manifest the most evil side of it。
宗教把他最虚假的一方面也暴露出来了。
Religion also exposed the most hypocritic side of it。
法律把最不义的一方面也显明出来。
And the law also exposed the unjust side of it。
群众把最丑陋的一些现象都显。
And the mass also manifested the most evil phenomena.
不但如此，自然的力量胜过了超自然的力量。
Not only so, we also see the natural power now prevail over natural power.
耶稣被关在坟墓里面的时候
，Jesus was imprisoned in the tomb.
大石头挡住了他的出入。
And that big stone blocked him to come out.
政治胜利了
，so that politics prevails.
法律胜利
的 ，the law prevails，
宗教胜利
，religion prevails，
群众胜利
，the mass also prevails，
军事胜利
，and also military power prevails，
自然胜利了
，nature prevails，
连上帝在人间都完全没有作为一样的。
It looks as if the God among us has no power at all.
这个呢，上帝在人间的心，这个道成肉身的这个位格。
So when this incarnated person of praying God in us,
自己在十字架上大声呼喊说：“我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么 你离开我。
So upon the cross, he was crying so loudly, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
所以基督教的圣架的这个真理。
So the truth of the cross of Christianity.
隐藏了历史上最大的反和性的奥秘。
Is hidden the most paradoxical profundity of the truth.
失败的成功了。
What that fail now succeed.
应该成功的好像失败。
What that succeed now seem to fail.
在这个的反和性的奥秘中间。
So in that paradoxical complexity,
下面十字架钉耶稣的人以为他们成功了。
The one who crucified Jesus thought that they prevailed and were victorious.
他们以为耶稣在十字架上彻底失败了。
They thought that Jesus was totally defeated upon the cross.
就在这个状况中间，耶稣说成了。
It was in this situation Christ said it is accomplished.
所以讲十字架就不是最后的结局。
So then the cross is the finality.
十字架是引向最后结局的一个必然的步骤。
But rather the cross is a necessity step to lead to the finality.
十字架以后产生的复活才是真相的大白。
Because it is after the cross that produces resurrection, and that is the understanding of the whole truth.
基督从死里复活的时候
，When Christ resurrected from the dead,
就显明黑暗的掌权不是永远的。
Which means the prevailing of the darkness power is not eternal.
不义的得胜不是长久的。
The victory of the unrighteous is not eternal.
随着世界在政治、在宗教、在经济、在社会、在法律、在军事中间，我们所失望的事情。
So that in the thing we feel disappointed, whether in politics, religion, economics, and all other things,
都可以因为耶稣基督完全翻转过来。
It all could be because of Christ Jesus turned upside down.
保罗说的基督如果没有复活。
And that's why Paul said, if Christ has not raised up from the dead,
你们所信的是枉然的。
Then what you believe but only in vanity.
如果基督没有复活。
If Christ Jesus has not resurrected.
保罗说我们是传的也是枉然的。
Paul said that then what we preach is in vanity.
这一句这两句这么肯定的话语。
These two statements of certainty.
是告诉我们基督的复活是信仰跟传扬的真正的基础。
It is not able to tell us that the resurrection of Christ is the foundation and the truth of the truth.
如果我们信一个没有复活的基督。
If we believe Christ we have never resurrected,
我们的信仰永远不是一个活的盼望。
Then our belief will not have the living hope.
如果我们传一个死的基督，
if Christ preach the dead Christ,
我们传扬根本没有什么价值在里面。
Then we are not preaching something of value.
可是我们的信仰永远是有价值。
But then our faith forever has value.
我们传扬是永远人真正的需要。
And what we preach is truly the requirement and need of mankind.
我们信一位，我们传一位。从死里面复活的耶稣。
We believe and we preach someone who resurrected from the dead.
基督的复活表示他得胜了死亡。
The resurrection of Christ Jesus meaning that he has prevailed over death.
而圣经说人类最后的仇敌就是死亡。
And the Bible says the last enemy of us is death.
所以连最后的仇敌死亡都可以被战胜的话。
So even the last enemy could be overcome.
人活着就有意思了。
Then men live with meaning.
因为我们不是向死亡低头。
Because we are not surrendering ourselves to death.
我们不是向死亡进军。
And also we are not encroaching into death.
我们是向死亡挑战的一批的人。
But rather we are a group that challenge death.
我们是向死亡跨胜的一批的人。
A one that boasts against death.
所以保罗说：“死啊，你的权势在哪里
？”And that's why Paul said, "Death, where is the power?"
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？Death, where is the poison?
当他讲这句话的时候
When Paul said that,
马上他用答案来自己解答了自己
Immediately he answered his own question
死的权柄就是再违背律法
The power of death is that we go against the law
死的权柄在罪的里面
But then it is in sin then.
死的毒钩在罪的里面。
The hook of this death is in sin.
罪的权势在律法的里面。
And also the power of sin is in law.
因为人违背律法。
Because man has gone against law.
人就成为罪人。
Then because of sin.
因为人犯了罪。
Because of sin.
罪的公义要把人治以死。
And the wages of sin put unto death.
罪、律法与死是不能分开的。
So sin, law and death cannot be separated.
因为违背律法使我们进入罪。罪的权柄的下面
Because when you go against law, now you enter into control of death.
因为我们犯罪，我们借助死的国子。
And because of sin, now we are empowered by death.
就在这三件事的中间
So upon these three things,
无论什么文化
Number one, culture,
无论什么宗教
Number one, religion,
无论什么知识
Number one, knowledge,
无论什么学问
Number one, knowledge,
都没有 使人产生脱离死亡的权柄。
He wants to produce a power whereby you are released from death.
是耶稣基督的复活。
So the resurrection of Christ Jesus
科学所盼望达到而未曾达到。
It's something the science hope to achieve but never.
是宗教所追求从来没有兑现的。
What religion seek after but never materialize.
是社交文化的理想从来没有真正达到的。
What remains as an ideal of philosophy but never really achieved.
就是神的应许的成就。
This is the accomplishment of God's promise.
因为上帝对人的应许就是永生。
Because the promise coming from God is that we have eternal life.
而永生是借着基督赐给我们的。
Eternal life comes to us through Jesus Christ.
基督借着什么可以把永生赐给我们的？
Then through what Jesus can give eternal life to us.
除非他有得胜死亡的能力。
Unless the power to be raised from the dead.
得胜死亡的经验。
There's a power to experience that.
还有得胜死亡的生命的事实。
And also he had the factuality of the resurrection from the dead.
这样你就明白整个加起来。
So all the totality.
就是保罗为什么讲这句话。
It is why Paul said this.
基督如果没有复活。
If Christ has not resurrected.
你们所信的是枉然的。
That what you believe is in vanity.
基督如果没有复活。
If Christ has not resurrected.
我们所传的也是徒然。
Then what we preach also is in vanity.
感谢上帝。
But praise the Lord.
不然你就照到那盆花了，别去。那这样基督的复活，
所以 then the resurrection of Christ Jesus,
我们信仰的关键性的一个真正的动力。
It is the true motivational power and key of our belief.
我们的盼望真正的因由了。
The true reason for our hope.
那么，如果基督是战胜死亡
，If Christ has overcome death,
我们就要从圣经看死在圣经中间的三层的意义是什么。
Then from where I want to read the three levels of meaning of death.
那我们才真正明白复活的另外一个三层的意义是什么。
Then we can truly understand the three aspect meaning of resurrection.
我每次提到死的时候
，So every time when you mention death,
我马上就关联到这个身体的朽坏，叫做死。
Immediately we talk about the corruption of physical body.
但这种观念是很低的层次的观念。
But this kind of concept is a very shallow, lower level concept.
上帝第一次把死这个字讲出来的时
候。Because the first time when God mentioned death,
就根本跟这个肉身的朽坏是没有太大的关联的。
It doesn't have much relationship to do with our physical body corruption.
所以我们要更深的层次明白圣经所讲的死是什么意思。
So in a deeper way, we want to understand what the biblical teaching of death.
上帝对亚当夏娃说：“你吃的那子，你必定死。”
When God told Adam and Eve, the day you eat, you shall surely die.
亚当夏娃吃了那一天呢，他不但没有死。他还活了930年。
But at that day when Adam ate, he did not die. He lived until 930 years old.
所以呢，上帝所讲的死一定不是指这个肉身的死而已。
So then the death that God talked about is not necessarily also related to physical death.
那么上帝说你吃的日子必定死。
So when God said the day when you eat, you surely die.
因为亚当吃的日子没有死，是不是表示神的话不能兑现
？The day when Adam ate, he did not die. Does it mean that it did not materialize what God has spoken?
不是的
，No.
因为上帝说你吃的日子必定死，那个死的意思。不是在我们想象的层面里面。
Because the meaning when God said that when you eat you surely die, it is not within our area of thinking.
那个食的意义乃是以生命的源头隔绝。
The meaning of that is the severing of our life with the source of life.
当我们以生命的源头隔绝的时候，上帝说这个叫做死。
When you are being severed from that life source, that's called death.
以神生命隔绝的结果，就产生了肉身这些无质的器官的败坏，最后的消灭。
So then the physical result of the severe form of relationship with God is that our body will corrupt.
所以这样就产生了一个能朽坏的结局。
So then it produces the result whereby we are corruptible.
所以这是第二个层面词的意义。
So there's the second aspect of the meaning of death.
那么圣经还有第三个层面的意义。
And there's a third aspect of death.
也就一个人离开了神，身体朽坏以后灵魂要受永永远远的刑罚。
When a person leaves God, physically he will corrupt, and also his soul will eternally punish.
那个刑罚就是离开天父的面，永永远远被丢在火湖里面。
That punishment is that eternally you will cast into the lake of fire.
所以这个在启示里面叫做第二次的死。
And that's why in the book of Revelation is called the second death.
这样我们从这三个层面明白圣经所说的死到底是什么。
So then from these three aspects, we want to see what the biblical teaching of death.
从普通人来看。
from other people.
实际的眼睛不能再看，脑不能再思想，心脏不再跳动，身体朽坏，这个叫做死。
That meaning that physically we are corrupted, we cannot see anymore, we cannot think anymore.
那是从神的启示里看见另外两个层面。
But from the revelation of God, we see another two aspects of it.
就是我们与生命的主息息关联。
That we are now more related to our God, who is the source of life.
因为我们的罪受审判，永永远远在罪中时。
And because of sin, we are being condemned, and eternally we die in sin.
你明白了这个三个层面以后。
So when you understand these three aspects of death,
现在你是讲耶稣就是得胜死亡。
So now you think that when Jesus overcome death,
这什么意思？
What is the meaning?
耶稣基督复活，
Jesus resurrected,
照样从这三个层面来得胜。
Meaning also from these three aspects, he was victorious.
如果死是人与上帝的隔绝，
if that is a severing of man from God,
那么耶稣基督得胜死亡，也就是等于说耶稣把人带回到上帝的面前。
When Jesus resurrected from death, which means Jesus brought people back to God.
如果死的第二个意义是身体的朽坏，
if the second meaning of death is that physical corruption,
那么得胜死亡的复活表示上帝的儿子使我们这必死的身体必变成不朽坏。
Then the resurrection that overcome death, meaning that he will be enabled to give us a body which is incorruptible.
这就是这个哥林多前书第十五章最后一段所讲的意思。
And that's the last passage of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
好的，当耶稣基督再来的时候，
He said when Christ comes back,
号筒要吹响，
when the trumpet sounds,
死人要复活，
the dead shall arise,
活人要改变，
the living shall be changed.
要让死人复活，我们很明白。
And the dead shall resurrect.
这个就是叫做复活。
That's called resurrection.
复活就是复活嘛。
And resurrection is resurrection.
活人要改变什么意思？
But the living shall change.
保罗就提到五种性质的改变。
Paul then mentioned five nature kind of change.
这五种性质。
The five nature of change.
就是被朽坏的身体。
The corruptible body.
能死的物质的身体。
The physical body that shall die.
复活的大能的改变。
Because the chain of the resurrection power.
软弱的变成刚强。
That which is weak.Become strong,
暂时的变成永远的。
That's temporary become eternal,
羞辱的变成荣耀。
That which is shameful become glorious,
能朽坏的变成不能朽坏。
That which is corruptible become incorruptible.
那么这种的变化呢？
This kind of change
是使我们变成一个永远可以与主同在的生命。
Enable us to have a life that live with God eternally.
这个叫做复，这个叫做复活。的生命在我们的里面。
And that is called the resurrected life is in us.
所以这五个性质的变化。
So that change of the five nature.
是地的变成数天的。
And that belongs to the earth and now becomes the heaven.
暂时的变成永远。
The temporary become eternal.
能朽坏的变成不能朽坏。
The corruptible become incorruptible.
羞辱的变成荣耀。
The sinful become glorious.
软弱的变成强。
The weak become strong.
那个时候我们的身体，复活的身体就像耶稣基督从死里面复活的身体是一样。
Then our resurrected body will be like Jesus' resurrected body.
这是第二样。
That's the second.
第三样嘛。
The third.
如果死是永远离开天父的面。
If death is an eternal severing from God's face.
基督的复活把我们带来永远与上帝同在。
Then in resurrection, we are together reconciled with God.
这样呢，我们谈复活的时候。
So when we talk about resurrection,
我们不要单单以为就是以后耶稣再来，我死了再复活。过来就那样简单的。
Do not so shallowly understand it as Christ Jesus returned and we shall be resurrected.
当我们谈到基督的复活，使人在宗教、政治、社会、经济、军事中间没有盼望，可以产生新的盼望的时候。
When you talk about the resurrection of Christ that causes us to have eternal hope, in fact, we don't have no hope in politics and economics of the world.
这表示我们在基督复活的事情上。不是单单想到生理复活从末世论的问题。
Meaning that in Christ's resurrection, we are not just talking about the bodily resurrection.
我们更加享受在现世中，现世的社会中间，因为基督的复活，我们有新的生命的力量。
All the more that we enjoy that in this practical real world, we enjoy that resurrected power.
照样的。
Then,
复活不单是将来末世论。
The resurrection is not just an eschatology.
复活也是现世论。
Also, it is a present discussion.
如果我们谈到耶稣基督从死里复活，
if we talk about Christ Jesus resurrected from the dead,
我们是想到身体复活而已。
If we talk only about physical the resurrection,
那我们就没有办法从其中享受今生因复活的大能。给我们怎样的能力和福气？
Then there's no way for us to enjoy the power and the blessing we have it the day itself.
所以我们明白复活的时候
So when understanding resurrection,
我们也从三个层次去明白
From these three aspects, when understand
复活不但是身体从朽坏变成不能朽坏
So resurrection is not just the corrupted body become incorruptible
我也成为以后末世论的生理我成为现世论灵性成重新的生活
Also become the eschatological resurrection Now have the present resurrection of the soul
不但如此
Not this all
复活也代表我们可以享受与神永远在一起就从现今直到永永远远
It can also prefigure that the eternal life that we live with God Now itself we begin to enjoy
这你就明白耶稣所讲的我在哪里你们也在那里
And then you can understand Jesus said Wherever I am, you will be also
我活着你们也要活着
And I live, and you shall live
所以像保罗在这个以弗所书第二章告诉我们
Then Paul Ephesians chapter 2 tell us
他使我们活过来
Then he resurrected us, raised us up
这个不单单是以后末世论的活过来
It is just something eschatological
那就是现今世界我们从罪的地位中间活过来
But in the now present world in the status of sin we resurrect
那我们从前死在罪恶过犯的中间
In the past we are dead in sin
如今是我们活过来
But now he raised her up from death
一个死在罪恶过犯中间的人的生活是怎么样的
A life of one who is living in sin
上个礼拜我对大家说死在过犯中间的人也就等于是活在过犯中间
When we are dead in sin, meaning that we are living in sin
为什么是死在过犯中间的人就是活在过犯中间
Why is that we say that those who are dead in sin also is living in sin
因为当我们死在过犯中间的时候
Because at the time we are dead in sin
是从神的角度看我们死了
It is from the perspective of God that we are dead
但是我们死在过犯中间的时候
But when we are dead in sin
从我们的角度看我们正在享受犯罪的快乐
From a point of view which means we are still enjoying the life in sin
所以我们在这个矛盾的中间
So then in this conflict
我们听不见上帝的声音
We cannot hear the voice of God
我们没有能力回应上帝的呼召
We do not have the power to respond to the calling of God
我们心里没有感觉上帝的同在
There's no feeling in us in the presence of God
这也就是我们对神的回应已经完全迟钝
Meaning that we are now so slow in our response to God
我多次对你们说
Many times I tell you
Man is not what he thinks
人不是他所思想的什么
Man is not what he eats
也不是他吃什么
Man is not what he feels
也不是他感受什么
Man is not equal to what he behaves
人也不等于他是如何的有形有体的行为
这个理性主义的人
Those who are rationalistic
他们说的人的存在的价值就等于他的思想的价值
They say that the existence of man that value is what he thinks
我又认识人存在就等于他吃什么因为只在物质的层次
Materialism say that the man is what he eats
行为心理学告诉我
Behaviorism tell us
一个人的生活的价值就等于他的行为的价值
Man is what he behaves
或者他感觉的价值
Or what he feels
但是圣经总义不是如此
But the Bible meaning is not that
圣经告诉我们一个人是什么
The Bible says what a man is
决定于他对神怎样回应
Will decide on what he responds to God
对上帝怎样回应
How you respond to God
也决定你的永恒中间在他面前过怎样的生活
Will determine what kind of life you live eternally before God
你依仗神的恩典
When you go against the grace of God
决定你永远不在神的恩典中间过生活
It determines that forever you are not living in the grace of God
你顺从神的引导
When you're obedient to the guidance of God
决定你永远在他的引导中间过生活
It determines forever you are living in his guidance
so the meaning of life is equal to what we react before God
生命的意义呢是等于说我们怎样在神的面前回应他
这样一个世人是对神不能回应
then a dead man cannot respond to God
所以上帝呼召他的时候
so when God calls him
他没有听见
he did not hear it
上帝感动他的时候
when God touched his heart
他没有需要
he did not feel the need
上帝对他讲话的时候
when God talked to him
他把他当作耳边风
he feels that something which is in vain
这个人是死在罪恶过犯中
this man is dead in sin
那么这个对神没有反应的人对罪反应对吸引对诱惑他们非常积极的回应
So this man who cannot respond to God's calling but respond actively to the calling of sin and temptation
所以你这样请这样的人来做礼拜
So when I invite people to go to church
他感到需要
He doesn't feel the need.
他也不感到重要。
He doesn't feel important.
因为他对上帝的回应是死了。
Because his response to God is dead.
但你请一个人做礼拜，他感到不需要。你把他带去到那个肮脏的地方，他感到很重要。
But when these people you invite them to the church, they do not respond. When you invite them to the place of filthiness, they feel it's good.
因为他对撒旦的回应是错的。
Because their response to Satan is a lie.
是一个在神面前死掉的人，是一个在罪恶中间活着的。
A one who is dead in sin before God is living in sin.
像保罗在以弗所第二章告诉我们。
Then Paul in Ephesians 2 to tell us.
我们死在过犯中间。
We are dead in sin.
一个死在过犯中间的。
A one who is dead in sin.
他的生活怎么样呢？
What kind of life he has?
随从心中所喜爱。
You follow his lustful desire.
随从肉体的私欲。
And also the gratification.
随从我们眼目的情欲
，according to the lust of our eyes，
随从今世的风俗
，according to the tradition of the world，
好像你是自由的
，as if you are free，
因为我要随从
，I do what I like，
心里喜爱这样做
，and I desire what I like。
但是当你注意看，你心里喜爱的，你就去做。你好像自动却是被动
，But you must know that when you do what you desire， actually you are passive instead of active。
因为像一个吸毒的人。
Like the one who is taking drugs,
他看见毒，他不能不吃。
When he sees drugs, he cannot abstain from not taking it.
那么你问他的谁强迫你吃这个毒
？But you would ask him who forced you to take a drug.
他说没有人强迫，是我自己要的。
No one forced me, I want it myself.
你问他说你真的很需要吗
？Do you truly want that drug?
他说因为没有办法，已经吃惯了，已经变成瘾了。不吃会死哦。
I cannot help because I'm addicted to the drug.
所以现象来看他是主动的。
So phenomenally, he is active.
从地位来看他是被动的。
Positionally, he is passive.
一个人在罪恶中间又主动又被动。
A one who is in sin, he is active yet passive.
因为他是主动的所以他一定要受审判。
He is active and that's why he is to be judged.
因为他是被动的所以他很难靠自己悔改。
Because the passive,relying on himself, he cannot repent.
这个继续不断的最终生活的人
，a one who continue to live in sin.
保罗说，不但是随从你的肉体的情欲
，Paul say not only you follow the lust of your heart.
你是随从空中掌权者，在卑劣之子心中运行的邪灵。
You also follow the working of the evil spirit, which become the object of wrath.
空中掌权者是谁呢
？Who is the one who is in control in the air?
就是魔鬼。
That's Satan.
那么他派许多许多在人心中运行的邪灵从哪里来
？He sent many of these evil spirits to work in the heart.
就是与他一同背叛上帝的天使。
And they are the one together with him, they rebel against God.
撒旦是天使长
，Satan is an archangel.
不顺服上帝
，He's obedient to God.
所以上帝把他摔下来
，So God threw him down.
这样他就变成一个抵挡者
，So he becomes the one who is anti God.
这就是撒旦这个字的意思。
And that's the meaning of opposer, Satan.
抵挡上帝的
计划 ，He opposes God's will.
他们抵挡上帝的计划
，He opposes God's plan.
他们抵挡上帝的感动
，He opposes God's touching.
那些顺服天使长的天使们就与他一同来抵挡上帝。
And those who become the follower of the archangel become the one who oppose God.
上帝把这些灵界的背叛者丢下来的。
And to these who oppose God in the evil realm, in the spiritual realm, God throw them down.
天使长就在半空建立他的王国。
The archangel in the mid air established his own kingdom.
他重新组织顺服他的那些灵。
So he organized those spirits that follow him.
所以这些就被拆派在人的心中动工，使人不知道。他这个被动中间还以为自己是主动，随着自己意识去做。
And then he sent the spirit to touch on your heart, so we look and see we are active, actually a passive work under by the spirit.
所以这些人死在过犯中。
So these people are dead in sin.
保罗在第一节、第五节怎么讲
？Paul then in verse 1 and 5 says,
当我们死在过犯中间的时候
，while we are yet sinners dead in sin,
他叫我们活过来。
He raised up.From the dead.
哦，这就是复活的大能的运行。
And that is the working of the power of resurrection.
我再说，如果我们只把耶稣复活当成末世论的应许
，If we only deem the resurrection of Christ as an eschatological promise，
所以我们有个很好的福音派的信心。
Then we have this is a very good evangelical belief.
但是我们在现实生活中间很难经历神复活的大能。
But then in the present day life, it's difficult for us to experience the reality of the promise of God.
So we must jump from here.
So here we must liberate ourselves.
使基督复活的灵
So the Spirit raised Jesus from the dead.
怎样使我们复活
？And also how He raised from the dead.
不是末世耶稣再来的时候我们就复活。
Not eschatologically when Christ comes we shall be resurrected.
今天是我们的生命的生活，我们的动力重新有生命的活力活过来。
But that even today we have the motivational power, we live again alive.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章说。
So then Paul in Romans chapter 6 says,
你们受洗哦。
After when you are baptized,
让你们一生的你们的一举一动有新生的样子。
So that all your movement has the example of a new life.
什么叫做一举一动有新生的样子
？So that all your conduct and way of life has a new way of life.
我们从前一个死人
，in the past like a dead man.
现在我们是一个活人
，now we are living man.
我们从前死在最终
，in the past we are dead in sin.
我们现在以基督一同活过来
，now together we cry we are resurrected.
所以这个活过来
，so this resurrection
不是指末日以后身体复活的那件事情
，it's not talking about that event alone about eschatological physical body resurrection.
更是基督徒现今在世界生活的时候
，all the more the living the life of us present day as
Christians. 一举一动有新生的样子
，and all our way of life has a new style.
感谢上帝
，praise God.
永生什么时候开始
？Eternal life, where does it begin?
永生的死了又永永远远才开始。
Does it begin only when you die?
这是不对的。
No.
中国人叫棺材店，叫做永生店。
The Chinese people call this the place that sell the casket will be a place that sell the eternal life.
其实要讲的更清楚。棺材殿是永死殿，不是永生殿。
But to me more clearly, the place that said coffin or casket is a place that causes the eternal life.
如果棺材殿是永生殿的话
，in the place that said the casket,
那么信耶稣得永生的叫做信耶稣进棺材，就是。
Then you will say that you believe in Jesus, you eternal life, which means you enter in the casket.
所以永生什么时候开始
？So where does eternal life begin?
永生不是今生的另外一个生命，是来生叫做永生。
It is not another life as compared to the present life.
永生不是对照于暂时的今生。
It is not a comparative term of the present life and eternal life.
永生那是超越有限今生的无限永远的生命。
Eternal life is something that transcends our temporal life and that exists eternally.
叫永生不是等死以后才产生。
Then eternal life doesn't begin after you die.
永生从信基督的开始就可以经历的。
But rather from the very day when you believe in Jesus Christ, then you can begin to experience.
叫你信他叫做永生。
So he who believes in him shall have eternal life.
不是以后，是现在。
Not something that happened in the future.
我们今天因为信他。
But because we believe in him today,
就领受新的生命。
We then receive the new life now.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们。
So Ephesians 2 tell us,
他使我们的最终复活过来。
He raised us from the dead.
他使我们现在有生命。
Even now itself we are alive.
所以感谢上帝。
So praise God.
一个得着生命的人。
A one who has life.
就一个活着的人。
Is the one who is living.
活在神面前。
He is living before God.
一生和好。
So together with God, he's being reconciled.
一生和好的人。
He who is reconciled with God,
一个得救的人。
It is one who is saved.
一个得救的人。
A one who is saved.
知道耶稣为他死。
He knows that Christ Jesus died for him.
耶稣为他复活。
Resurrected for him.
以主死。
And he died with Christ.
以主复活。
Resurrected with Christ.
与神之间关系清楚。
So now he's clear with his relationship with God.
第二样
The second,
当他已经领受新生命以后
When he received the new life,
新生命就因为复活的大能化成他的新生活
The new life because resurrected power turned to be his new living.
因为如果你里面有真正新的生命的种子
Because when you have full seed of life, of new life,
你外面根本没有新生活的动力
But then outwardly you don't have that motivational power.
这就违背了圣经的意思
That go against the meaning of the Bible.
因为圣经说信心没有行为是什么是死的
Because the Bible says that faith has no action or work is dead.
所以你说我得救了
You say I'm saved.
我有永生的生命
I have eternal life.
我已经重生了
I've regenerated.
那么神要说
God say,
你里面有生命了吗
Do you have life in you?
请你外面的生活表现出来
Then live it out in the living.
你里面有好种子吗
You have a good seed in you?
请你外面有好果子显明
Then manifest good fruit.
你里面是生命吗
Do you have life in you?
你外面有生活
Then you must have a living.
Living means 生的活泼的生命吗？
You have a resurrected life in you.
你外面有新生的样子。
Then you have a new way of life.
一举一动表出新生的样子。
All your life will manifest that new life.
你的人不从我们的生命认识神。
If people do not see us from our new life, the new God.
人从我们生命所表达出来的生活来认识神。
But through the living that we manifested this new life, they know us.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我相信我的口才很不够，没有办法把这些重要的话讲得很清楚。
I truly believe I am not eloquent enough to express very clearly all these teachings.
说得很清楚的。
But very clearly.
你没有多久以前
，before you were saved,
你随从肉体的私欲
，you followed the lust of your desire,
随从空中的恶魔
，and also the kingdom of the heaven and
earth, 随从心中所喜爱的
，and also what you desire in your heart,
随从今世的风俗
，you follow also the way of life today.
你多久以后
，but after you've been saved,
有了另外一个典范的生活
，and that paradigm.Way of living you have.
你有一个另外的标准的生活。
And understand a new model, right?
你有一个新的模范在里面。
You have a new model before you.
这就是耶稣基督。
That's Jesus.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
我们与基督的死联合。
When you are united with the death of Christ,
使我们可以在他的复活上。也与他联合
，so that we could be united in his resurrection。
我们在基督的死的形状上与他联合。
If you were to be united in his form of death，
我们就在基督复活的形状上。
And also in his form of resurrection， we will be united。
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that。
上个礼拜我对大家说
，Last week I told you，
圣灵怎样重生一个人
？How the Holy Spirit regenerate a person？
那是基督复活的灵就在你身上。
When the Spirit that raised Jesus from death is in you，
一定叫你与基督一同活过来。
Surely he will cause you to live with as Christ.
圣灵怎样把一个已经死在罪恶中间的人活过来呢？
How that the Holy Spirit cause one who is dead in sin to resurrect?
先感动这个人的思想。
You first touch his thinking.
这是灵恩派没有注意到的事情。
This is something that charismatic never pay attention.
为什么从思想开始？
What's the beginning from our thinking and mind?
耶稣说圣灵来了，必先叫你们想起我对你们讲的话。
Because Jesus Christ said that when Holy Spirit comes, he will cause you to recall what is spoken to you.
这样创造头脑的上帝。
So then the God who created our mind,
把圣灵再赐下来。
So when he gives to us the Holy Spirit,
不是叫人过一个矛盾的生活。
Not that we live a conflicting life.
因为圣灵是启示的。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that in reveal and fire.
圣灵也是真理的灵。
And also the Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
圣灵是圣上的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of holiness.
圣灵把人引进真理的里面。
And he is the Spirit that guide us into the truth.
所以圣灵一定有行动的最良善的动机。
So that the Holy Spirit has the good motive of action.
圣灵一定有引导人的时候最正确的方向。
And also have a right direction to guide us.
圣灵使人的想起上帝的话的，一定把真理中间最重要的内涵，这一世浇灌在我们身上。
The Holy Spirit will cause us to recollect what Christ Jesus says. He must put all the most important truth to us.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
叫基督从死里面活的灵。
That Spirit that caused Jesus to raise from the dead.
如果在你们心中运行
，If He were to work in your heart,
你们就过一个讨上帝喜悦的生活。
Then you will live a life that pleases God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
那么我们的理性改变了以后
，Then after our mind has been changed,
我们说呢，为什么理性改变了
？Then we ask, why is that our mind is changed?
圣灵是真理的灵。
Because the Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
圣灵是启示真理的灵。
It is a Spirit that reveals truth.
圣灵是用真理光照人的思想的人。
It is the Spirit that enlightens us with the truth.
圣灵把人的思想引回基督所讲过的话语里面。
It's the Spirit that guides us into the truth that Christ Jesus has spoken.
所以你看一个人有没有圣灵。
So you want to see whether a person has spirit or not.
你看现在有没有神的帮助把真理讲得清楚。
You want to see whether Holy Spirit guide him and help him so that he preach clearly.
他可以很清楚地讲圣经的话。
Very clearly, you want to expound the Bible.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为圣灵是真理的。
Because Holy Spirit is Spirit of truth.
所以圣灵所充满的人。
So he who is filled by Holy Spirit.
这人可以很详细把圣经里面最重要的道理讲得很清楚。
Then very clearly, he can expound the biblical truth clearly.
第二样。
Second,
圣灵怎么使我们活起来了？
Then how the Holy Spirit raised us from the grave?
圣灵打动我们的感情。
He touched our feelings.
一个人知道真理够不够呢？
Is it important? Is it enough for a person to know the truth alone?
不够。
No,
因为知识是叫人自高自大。
Because knowledge only causes to pop up.
所以你如果知道真理，
if you want to know the truth,
你进到第二个部分。
You want to enter the second stage.
你要爱真理。
You want to love the truth.
你所知道的你不爱。
What that you know, you never love,
你就变成一个糟蹋、践踏真理的人。
Then the one who crumble on this truth,
你会爱。
You want to love.
Love. 有个人参加聚会，心里充满快乐。
When people come to the meeting, some will feel with joy.
有个人参加聚会，脸长到像马一样。
But when for some when they come to the meeting, they have a sour face.
有个人参加聚会，句句他要注意谨慎品。
The people who come to the church to listen, they want to listen to every word of it.
有个人参加聚会，玩手指，看东看西，没有一句话注意。
But there are people who come to the church that never pay any attention.
为什么呢？
Why?
他这说明白明白了，我知道知道。
People say, I know, understand.
理性明白真理。
But in the mind, they understand.
是不够的。
It's not enough.
你还要感情爱上真理。
In your emotion, you must love the truth.
爱真理。
To love the truth.
你才会尊重。
Then you can honor it.
圣灵怎么用真理引导你过新的生活？
That how the Holy Spirit guide you into the good and new life.
你爱真理。
When you love the truth,
你才会很尽心的把真理讲解给别人听。
Then only you will preach the gospel to others with your mind.
知真理。
So to know the truth,
够不够？
Is it enough?
不够。
Not enough.
知真理以后要加上爱真理。
After you know the truth, you want to love the truth.
加真理。爱上真理够不够呢？
Is it enough just to love the truth alone?
还不够。
Not enough.
加上你把自己降服于真理下。
You must yield yourself to the truth.
所以你说我知道了。
You say I know.
今天知道赌博的人不好，还在赌博的一大堆。
There are people who know gambling is no good, yet they are in gambling.
今天每个人都知道抽烟不好，一边吃一边一直抽。
Today a lot of people know that smoking is no good, but yet they know and they smoke.
今天许多人知道耶稣好，一边知道一边不要耶稣。
Today a lot of people that to believe in Jesus is good, but yet they know they never believe.
耶稣是很好。
Jesus is good.
但是信耶稣太麻烦了。
But to believe in Jesus is too troublesome.
还要把四分之一拿出来。
You have to offer your tithe.
还有礼拜天一定要去做礼拜。
On the Sunday you must come to the service.
晚上还要听查经。
And now you have to come for this meeting.
很麻烦的。
Very troublesome.
看电影完了还有什么回响？
And what kind of things that I have?
所以信耶稣太麻烦。
It's too troublesome to be a believer.
知好。
To know is good.
够不够？
Enough?
不够。
No.
当你爱真理的时候。
When you love the truth.
没有人逼你了。没有人。
No one force you.
当一个小孩子拉提琴的时候。
If a small boy were to play violin.
一直拉拉拉拉。
Play and play and play.
因为单单这个提琴放在这里。足够使他扭到身体歪一半。
Because just to put the violin here is something troublesome.
所以他很气爸妈。
So he dislikes the mother.
为什么叫我拉提琴？
Why say you want me to play the piano? I play violin.
他怎么叫都不好。
No matter how she teaches, she will not want to learn.
到有一天，
but one day,
他自己爱上了音乐。
When she herself loves the music,
你不必叫他了。
You don't have to tell her.
你不必逼他了。
You don't have to force her.
他就一直拉一直拉。
He will play and play.
因为他爱。
Because she loves it.
一个人爱不是。
When a person loves.
就变化了
，then change.
吝啬鬼一有爱的时候很慷慨
，one who is stingy when he loves you become generous.
很自私的人一有爱的时候很懂分享
，a one who is selfish now when he is in love he will share.
懒惰读书的人一爱上班上一个同学都变得很用功
，a one who is lazy in the study when loves someone in the class they will change.
因为他一留级就不能跟他在一起了
，because if they were to be detained in the class they cannot be together with the one love.
一有爱。
When there's love,
就变化了。
It changes.
是圣灵怎样重生一个人
？So how the Holy Spirit regenerate a person?
他用真理打动你的思想。
He used the truth to touch your mind.
圣灵来了。
When Holy Spirit comes,
叫人不想。
So you won't think.
叫人理性莫想。
So that you are committing suicide in your mind.
那个灵一定不是真正的圣灵。
Then that spirit is not the true spirit.
因为圣灵是引导人的思想。
Because the Holy Spirit comes in guides our mind.
今天的很多灵恩派的极端分子。
Today many of the extreme kind of Christianity movement
不但自己不明白圣经，
so they themselves don't understand the Bible.
继续不断教导那些违背理性功用的运动，叫做圣灵的。
Continue they want to teach those movement that is anti-intellectual.
这是不对的。
That's wrong.
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit comes.
用真理打动你的思想。
Using the truth to touch your mind.
圣灵来了。
When Holy Spirit comes,
用你的爱感动你的感情。
Using God's love to touch your emotion.
你知真理以后，
so that after you know the truth.
你就爱真理。
Then you love the truth.
你爱真理以后
，When you love the truth，
你就降服在真理。
You yield to the truth。
真理的理智、感情、意志。
So then that has your this rationality, your emotion, your volition，
在生命的光照
，in the enlightenment of Holy Spirit，
生命的感动
，in the moving of Holy Spirit，
生命的引导之下
，the guidance of Holy Spirit，
慢慢就回到上帝面前
，slowly you come back to God，
这样你就活过来
，then you are raised，
知道犯罪不对
，to know that the sin is no good，
你不去。
You won't sin anymore.
人家骗你钱，叫你再赌博，你也不去了。
People want to give you money to gamble. You won't go.
因为你知道不对。
Because you know it's wrong.
而且你现在恨罪恶。
Now you did hate sin.
你爱真理。
You love the truth.
因为圣灵有圣灵的爱感动你的感情。
Because the Holy Spirit uses sanctified life to touch your emotion.
圣灵有上帝的主权征服你的意志。
The Holy Spirit uses sovereignty of God to also use your will.
所以你降服在上帝权。
So when you yield yourself to God.
这样，当一个人理智
，so when a person intellectual
被圣灵所改变
，and changed by the Holy Spirit，
他的感情
，his emotion
被圣爱所感动
，is sanctified by God's love，
他的意志
，his volition
被上帝主权的能力所管理的时候
，with being controlled in the power of the sovereignty of God，
这个人领受新的生命
，then he received new life，
他重生得救了
，he now is resurrected and regenerated， praise God，
啊，叫我们活过来
，he causes to rise from the dead，
够了吗？
Is it enough?
不够。
No.
第六节
The sixth one.
他又叫我们与基督一同坐在天上。
We will be together as Christ sitting in heaven.
这是全本圣经只有一次的。
Only once in the Bible it mentions.
我们与基督一同坐在天上。
We are together with Christ seated in heaven.
要不要
Do you want that?
我问你啊。
I'm asking you.
要不要
Do you want that?
好不好
Is that good?
与基督一同坐在天上，好不好
？To be seated with Christ in the heaven is it good?
How
good?
什么时候
？When?
曾经跟耶稣一同坐在天上一两次的，请举手。
Those who are seated with Christ Jesus one or twice, please raise your hand.
你说坐在天上我没有，坐在楼上好几次。
Well, not many times we sit there, but we sit up there.
这是今天的话。
This is the word today.
他叫我们活过来。
He raised us from the dead.
又叫我们与基督一同坐在天上。
And also we are seated together with Christ in the heaven.
你可能一生没有听过这篇道理。
Maybe for a whole life you have not heard this sermon.
从来没有想过这一节一圣经什么意思。
You have never thought of this, the meaning of this verse.
什么时候？
When?
什么时候坐在天上
？When that we are seated there?
你说有考试及格，大概会的。
In the future, maybe I pass my exam.
耶稣再来的时候
，When Christ returns,
我算来算去最后少，圣洁多。
I have more holiness and less sin.
所以可能给我坐在天。
Maybe you put me into heaven.
什么时候我也不知道。
When I don't know.
所以等到那一天我也不能算。
So when would that day be? I don't know.
所以你说 I hope so. I hope so.
我盼望是如此吧。
What do you hope?
你盼望什么呢
？I hope I can sit there.
我盼望有一天我能够坐在那边。
哦，祷告主啊。
You pray God.
盼望有一天我可以坐在那。
I hope that one day I would be there.
请你给我留一个位置啊。
And keep a seat for me.
中间的我没有份。
Less than I don't have a share.
那你就像回教徒。
So you are like a Muslim.
回教徒祷告什么
？The Muslim when they pray.
回教徒丈夫死了。
And when husband died.
妻子死了。
And the wife died.
他们的朋友死了。
And the friend died.
他就祷告 ，Mudah-mudahan dapat tempat baik di sisi Tuhan.
And they pray that God keep a good seat for me.
我现在用你们的国语讲话，可以。新加坡国是唯一一个国，国民不懂国语的国家。
And maybe Singapore is the only place where people do not know the national language.
我刚才讲你们的国语啊。
I was talking your national language.
他讲什么呢
？What is it?
上帝啊
，God，
这个人死了。
When he died,
我求你给他在你身边有个位置留给他。
Please by the side of you prepare a seat for him.
所以回教徒啊
，So the Muslims,
I hope I can go there.
我盼望有一天我能够去那儿。
I hope there are still seats available for me.
我盼望有一天那儿还有一个空位给我。
I hope God will give me grace.
我盼望有一天神会把恩典赐给我。
Grant me a seat beside him.
使我能够在他旁边有一个一席之位。
问他说有没有啊
？Is that seat?
I don't know. I just hope.
我不知道，我盼望而已。
I keep hoping.
我一直不断的盼望。
如果人家问你啊
，If you were to ask you,
Are you hoping to go to heaven?
你盼望到天堂吗？
我问你啊，
是。
Are you hoping to heaven?
是。
啊，他说是。你问我好不好
？I would ask, Are you hoping to go to heaven?
No, I'm not hoping to go to heaven.
我不是盼望去。
I'm going to heaven now.
我已经在路上了。
我不是 hoping to go.
我不是盼望去。
I'm going now.
我已经在个路上了。
你有了票吗
？Do you have a ticket?
有。
I have.
我有了票
，I will have a ticket。
你盼望有拿到票吗
？You hope in the future you get a ticket？
不是
，No。
现在我正在走到那边
，I'm not walking on my way。
帮你去 走到票房去买票是吗？
You are going to the ticket box?
不是。
No.
我从票房拿票出来，现在走进去。
I've got a ticket from the ticket office. I'm going there.
所以我问他说
，I ask him,
Are you hoping to go to heaven?
你是盼望到天堂吗？
他说 Yes.
他说是。
他问我 Are you hoping to go to heaven?
你盼望到天堂吗？
我说 No.
我说不是。
I am not going to heaven.
我正在上天堂。
啊，所以我的灵性比他好一点。
So I'm more spiritual than he does.
你看见那首诗了吗？我紧跟随我主，靠他力量跑天路，不是我盼望有一天能够与他进天堂，不是那样。
So you're not hoping on that way to go.
所以你写圣诗的时候
，So when you write your hymn,
要有很强的信念
，There must be a strong conviction,
正确的教义
，and a right teaching.
你才写出伟大的圣诗。
Then you write a good hymn.
I'm not hoping to go.
我不是盼望。
I'm not going.
我已经在路上。
Oh, you are going 啊？
你去啊
？So I'm not arrived yet.
哎，还没到。
你还没有到吗？啊，保罗说你们两个都错了。
Paul said both of you are wrong.
你到上去
，You hope to go.
错了
，Wrong.
你正在走
，You are walking.
错了
，Wrong.
我告诉你
，I tell you.
他使我们坐在天上
，He allow us to be sit there.
什么时候
？When.
以后
，In the future.
现在
，Now.
基督徒你知道不知道
？Christian, do you know?
一个重生的人
，A one who is resurrected.
他有了新生命
，He has a new life.
不是等耶稣来复活。
Not to wait Jesus to come then he resurrected.
现在叫基督或者灵在你身上使你复活。
But now the spirit that called Jesus to rise to raise you up now.
不是以后在天上有位置。
Not something in the future you have seen.
现在我们坐在天上。
But now we are sitting there.
这就是我刚才说的，你一生没有听过这一篇了。
And that's why I say that in whole life you have not heard this sermon.
你没有想过这一句。
You have not thought of this verse.
保罗说 ，We are now sitting on heaven.
保罗说，我们现在已经。坐在天上，
我们现在坐在天上。
When I was sitting there，
你说哪里？我坐在椅子上，哪里？
你说两个人的 pew，
你是麻醉我的良心。
You are that numbing my conscience，
安慰我的理想。
That's a control my ideals。
我告诉你，不是的。
No，
你死
，you die，
你身体没有死
，your body is
dead。你死
，you die，
是你的地位与上帝隔绝。
It is positional yet severe from God。
你复活的时候
，when you resurrected，
不是指你现在在天上。
It doesn't mean that now you are in heaven。
不是指你的身体被。跑到那边
Oh, physically you're not there.
说明你的地位现在已经与主一同坐在
But positionally now you're seated with Christ Jesus on heaven.
这是灵的问题
That's something that's
not spirit. 有上一个人死的时候
作为道方什么人
灵性上离开上帝叫做
Spiritually he leave God and that's why he dead in spirit.
那个人复活的时候
When they resurrected
灵性上与主坐在天上这个叫做复活
Spiritually he seated with God in heaven.
所以你从这样对照那样什么叫做死什么活你就明白圣经的总原则
So when I understand what is dead and also what is resurrected you know the biblical principle now.
Where am I now?
我现在在哪里
I am now sitting on heaven.
我现在坐在天上
I am now sitting together with Jesus.
我现在与基督同坐在那里
I am now sitting in his kingdom.
我在他的国度里面
I am now enjoying his presence.
我现在正享受他的存在
Now enjoy his new life.
我享受他的新生活
我现在是新生命
Now I have a new life
新生活
New living
新创造
And new creation
新人
New man
1965年的时候
In 1965
在 Chicago 一个旅馆里面
In Chicago there's a hotel
一个神学家叫 Paul Tillich
There's a theologian called Paul Tillich
跟几个年轻的神学大大辩论
With a few young theologians they were debating
他说为什么你们讲上帝死啊
Why say you say God is dead
我的年轻里面的这个神学家有一个叫 Al Tyson,
there's one young theologian there.
他说：“你不要跟他辩论。”
Don't debate with him.
老师讲：“我们的神死的观念是从你领受启发才发展出来。”
Actually, we got the inspiration, then we developed doctrine of God.
就 Paul Tilly 非常 excited.
So Paul Tilly was very excited.
又很气，又很兴奋。
Angry yet excited.
好了，明天我们再继续辩论下去。
Tomorrow we continue the debate.
我要到底明白为什么你讲这句话。
I don't understand why you say this.
现在他就睡觉了。
So he went to sleep.
年轻人去睡觉。
And the young children
went to sleep. 第二天要在辩论的时候。
The next day when they come to debate.
那天晚上 Paul Tillich 死了。
And found out that night Paul Tillich died.
所以今天要做的不要等明天啦。
So what you have to do today, don't wait till tomorrow.
我再讲一次啊。
One more time I say.
今天可以做的事不要等明天，可能半夜你死了。
What you can do today, don't wait for tomorrow because you may die tonight. Do it now.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
们。My dear brothers and sisters.
Paul Tillich 怎么解释新造的人？
How did he interpret the new creation?
什么解释在基督里我们成为新造的
That in Christ we are all new creation.
他说你要用存在主义的观念去明白 主的同在就是新造的。
You must understand it in the existential way, saying that the presence of Christ Jesus is what your new creation.
所以他的现在活着。
You say now we live,
因为就到基督的同在。
We because we realize the presence of Christ,
也就是我现在与基督一同复活。
So now I'm resurrected with Christ.
我们今天不是走那条路。
Today we're not walking in that way.
我们照圣经原来意思来说。
According to the original meaning of the Bible,
我们在死在最终的时候。
When we are dead in sin,
我们的身体还没有死。
Our body is not dead.
但我们的灵已经与神隔绝了。
But our spirit is separated from God.
照样，当圣经讲我们如今活过来。
So when I say now we are alive,
我们还没有末日的复活。
We do not have the eschatological resurrection yet.
我们的灵性已经与主坐在天上。
But then our spirit is now seated with Christ Jesus in heaven.
这样去明白圣经。
We understand the Bible in this manner.
Where am I now?
我现在哪里？
I am now sitting on heaven.
我现在天上与基督同席。
I'm sitting together with Jesus in His kingdom.
与基督在他国度的同席。
I enjoy His presence.
我享受他的同在。
Now I'm living in Him.
现在我就住在他那儿。
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
主说。
The Lord said,
我活着。
I live.
你们也要活着。
And you shall live.
我在哪里？
Wherever I am.
你们也要在哪里？
You shall be also.
什么时候呢？
When?
就等那一天你来的时候。
Wait until that day when it comes.
那我盼望有一个位置，你不要给别人哦。
I hope there's one thing you keep for me, not for others.
I'm hoping to be there with you, Lord.
我盼望主啊，有一天能够跟你在那儿。
圣经从来不是这样说的。
The Bible never preached in this manner.
从第一天。
From the first day.
耶稣死的时候。
The day when Christ died.
就听了这个祷告。
And I heard this prayer.
愿你得过降临的那一天。
At the time when you have a kingdom.
求你纪念我。
Remember me.
那一天你纪念我。
That day remember me.
主耶稣说什么那一天？今天。
Jesus said, not that day, today.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I tell you.
今日你同我在乐园里。
Today you'll be with me in the paradise.
你说那因为那一天他死了，当然在乐园里。
He said, of course, because he died on that day. That's why Jesus said that day.
他不是如果说叫我今天在乐园，你要我今天死什么
？And when you say that you are paradise with me today, will you be with me today?
保罗讲，现在我们与基督坐在一起了。保罗还没有死的时候讲的。
Even Paul before he died, he said that today we will sit with Christ Jesus there.
这是地位的问题。
That's a positionally speaking.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
基督如果真的活着
，If Christ is truly alive，
你也真的与他一同复活
，and you are truly resurrected with him，
那你要知道，你一定有很大的力量活在这个世界上。
Then you know there is a great power to live upon the earth.
为什么呢
？Why
you are sitting together, living together, you are enjoying the presence of Christ。At this time,
因为如今已经跟基督同坐在那儿，享受他的同在跟大能。
感谢上帝。
Praise God。
我老实告诉你，
初恋家里，
我生命里面有一些把握。
There are some certainty in my life.
是有时候我在我的学生里面看不到。
It's something you don't see in my students.
甚至在很多政治家里面我也看不到。
Even you don't see with politicians.
是什么呢
？What's that?
如今我与基督一同活着。
Now I'm living with Christ.
我如今享受主的。
Now I'm enjoying the presence of Christ.
我过的是在地。如在天的生活
I live on earth as if it's in heaven
如今我过天上的生活
Now I am living a heavenly life
所以你听我讲到的
So when you listen to my preaching
每一句斩听这天
And everything is so certain
每一句那么肯定
It is so certain
那么勇敢
So brave
为什么呢
Why
不是训练口才训练出来
It is not because I train in my eloquence
不是故意加重语气挺起来
Not purposely with a mood and a speed No
因为我的信仰
Because that's my conviction.
我的信念是这样。
That's my faith.
所以我的信息是这样。
So that's with my message.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们与主同在。
We are together with Christ.
不是以后。
Not in the future.
现在。
Now.
每天。
Every day.
每一天我坐在天上。
Every day I'm sitting in heaven.
但是身体在地上。
My body I'm here.
不要紧，身体在地上，身灵魂在天上。
But then our souls, eh?
这样的人杀你的身体，不能杀你灵魂，你不要怕他。
So that if people can kill your body, not the soul, don't be afraid of them.
因为你身体在地上。
Because your body is there on the earth.
他能杀。
They will kill.
灵魂在天上不能杀。
But souls up there, they cannot kill.
位分在哪里
？Because our seat is there.
2400年前。
2400 years ago.
阿里士多德讲一句话。
Aristotle said,
一个正人君子。
A one who is a righteous man.
理想的人君。
A one who is a gentleman.
没有任何一件事可以吓到。
Nothing can frighten him.
我很佩服那一句话。
I really admire that word.
所以我就祷告。
So I pray to God.
主啊，连阿里士多德不信你的人，在你降生以前讲这种话。
God, Aristotle, an unbeliever, even before you were born, he could say that.
如今你已经为我死。
Now you die for me.
为我复活。
Resurrected for me.
与主同死。
And I die together with you.
与主同复活。
Resurrected with you.
我要超越他的所谓理想的人间的生活。
I want to supersede the kind of life that he mentioned.
不怕死。
I'm not afraid of that.
不怕困难。
Not afraid of difficulty.
不怕孤单。
Not afraid of loneliness.
不怕病。
Not afraid of illness.
我们要把信仰锻炼到这个地步。
We want to train our faith to this stage.
完了，火山爆炸。
Then even volcano erupts.
原子弹掉在你面前。
Atomic bomb is dropped.
你不必跑，不必怕，你说什么事啊
？You're going to wonder what's happening.
为什么掉在这里
？Why is that being dropped here?
要死了，好不好？
或者 die?
死不死是神的事情。
Whether you die or not, if that's something with God.
早就预备好。
I'm prepared.
一个早就预备死的人很难死的。
He who has prepared die death earlier, he will not die easily.
一个怕死的人每天死，活过来再怕。再死再活过来一直在怕
Once afraid of death will now live and then we are frightened to death and then live again
我坐在天上
I'm sitting in heaven
所以我的安危
So whether I'm in danger or not
不要紧
Never mind
我的生死
Whether I die or death
不要紧
Never mind
我的健康生病
Whether I'm in my health good or not It's okay
我是在朋友中间在仇敌面前也不要紧
Whether I die before my friend or enemy It doesn't matter
因为我坐在天上
Because I'm sitting in heaven
你怎么想我是想我在地上的情形
No matter how you frighten me You frighten me the earthly one、
我坐在天上永远不会受吓
I'm sitting up there will never be frightened
你明白吗
You understand、
你再不明白
If you don't understand
我再讲一点点我就结束你就很明白了
Then I will expound some more and understand I'll conclude that
一只狗跟一只猫吵架
So a dog and a cat were quarreling
这个你一定明白了
So you understand that
所以的猫跑啊
Even though that cat will run
狗就追啊
The dog will chase
猫躲起来啊
And this cat will hide
狗就用它的爪去抓它出来
And this dog will try to fight out
狗吠得很大声
And when it bark
猫怎么叫都没有什么声音
So cat doesn't have a good meow
突然间猫冲出来
Suddenly this cat ran out
狗再追的时候
And then when this dog will chase again
对
And we will pursue it
追到一棵树这里
So when it comes to a tree
猫就啪冲身一跳就跳到树上
So the cat will go up to the tree climb up to the tree
跳到树上以后
So the cat jump to the tree
它就坐在那里
Then it is sit there
不再跑了
Never run anymore
它不再怕了
Never be frightened
摇着尾巴
And also wipe the tears
眯着眼睛
And also close the eyes
一杯打瞌睡
And want to get slumbering
这狗追来的时候
And when the dog comes And start barking Calm down
我要打你
I'll to beat you
我要咬你
I'll to bite you
这个猫不睬他
The cat doesn't care anymore about this dog
它一直吠
And it continues to bark and bark
猫静静在那里
The cat is sitting there quietly
下来
Calm down No
为什么不
Why not
我就在天上
I'm sitting on heaven
我不怕你
I'm not afraid of you
下来
Calm down
猫说下来
And then come up
狗说下来
The dog say come down
你说下来
The cat say come up
我不能上吗
I cannot go up
所以不必太凶啊
So don't be too fierce
你不必废啊
Don't 怕
我是不会给你吓的
I won't be frightened by you
因为我是坐在天上
Because I'm seated in heaven
我有这个地位你没有的
I have this position whereby you never have
你现在听明白了吗
You understand now
听明白了吗
Understand now
你是谁啊
Who are you
你是基督徒
You are a Christian.
叫基督从死里活的灵在你身上。
The spirit that caused Jesus to raise from the dead is in you.
圣灵使你重生。
The Holy Spirit regenerate you.
圣灵使我享受基督复活的果效。
The Holy Spirit caused me to enjoy the result of the resurrection of Christ.
我死在罪犯中间。
Even I was dead in sin.
他使我活过来。
He raised me up from the dead.
如今使我与基督一同坐在天上。
Now he caused me to be seated with Christ Jesus in the heaven.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
当狗吠了下来
When the dog is barking, come down.
你对他说安静我要睡觉
You say, keep silent, I'm sleeping.
放下来
Come down quickly.
不
No.
这是我的安息日
This is my Sabbath day.
为什么呢
Why?
因为我在一个你不能到的地方嘛
Because I'm in a place where you cannot reach.
你多大的权柄也没有用
No matter how powerful you are, it's useless.
你的牙多么利我也不管
No matter how sharp your teeth is, I'm not afraid.
你的声音多么响我也不管
No matter how loud your barking is, I don't care.
因为你的地位是地上的地位
Because you have an earthly position.
我的地位是天上
I have a heavenly position.
如今坐在天
And now we are seated up there.
基督一同坐在天上
We cry Jesus in the heaven
是啊
Death
你的渡口在哪里
Where is your
你的权柄在哪里
Where is your power
危险在哪里
Where is the danger
什么可以使我惧怕呢
Who can cause me to fight
是刀剑吗
Is it a sword
是饥荒吗
Is it a famine
是赤身露体吗
Is it nakedness
是饥饿吗
Is it hunger
是危险吗
Is it danger
靠着那爱我们的主
By the love of God that comes to me
不出介意
I'm not afraid about this
感谢上帝
Praise God
我获主
I live
就是基督
is Christ.
我死了
for me to die
就有益处
and there's a benefit.
我在地上的时候
upon the earth
或者在天上的生命
I live a life which is like heaven.
享受主的同在
enjoying the presence of God.
享受复活的生命
enjoying the life of resurrection.
感谢上
praise God.
愿主赐福给我们
may God bless us.
可以经历新生命的把握
that we can experience the certainty of new life.
给我们可以享受
that we can enjoy
新生命的安宁
the rest.Of new life.
给我们明白
you can understand
我们从死里复活
that we are resurrected.
如今住在天上
now we are seated up in heaven.
直到基督再临的时候
until Christ returns,
我们在他里边
we are in him.
有真正的平安
we have true peace.
Amen.
Amen.
求主赐福给我们
may God bless us.
我们低头祷告
let's bow our head and pray.